You're listening to SBS News.
Case numbers continue to increase in New South Wales, with the state reporting 38,625 COVID-19 infections and 11 fatalities. The state has hit a record 1,738 hospitalisations of people with the virus, 134 of them in intensive care. That's three more than what was reported on Thursday. The Premier, Dominic Perrottet, has reimposed some restrictions, suspending elective and non-urgent surgery until mid-February and banning singing and dancing in hospitality venues except for weddings. Positive rapid antigen tests will also be treated with the same authority as positive PCR tests and will be included in the state's daily case numbers. Booster shots will be mandatory for frontline workers, including teachers and nurses. Mr. Perrottet says people will be able to register a positive RAT test result.
What we would say to people today as we move through this period, that if you do receive a positive rapid antigen test, that you register that through Service New South Wales and New South Wales Health. New South Wales Health and Service New South Wales have been working on and will be available next week, by mid-next week, a system that if you do have a positive rapid antigen test, that you treat that as if it was a positive PCR test, and that you isolate in accordance with the rules that are in place.
Victoria has also seen a rise in hospitalisations. There are now 644 patients in hospital, 106 in intensive care, an increase of six. The state has registered six deaths and 21,728 new cases, a slight decline from the number of infections recorded on Thursday. Victorians are now subject to new density limits in hospitality venues, and patients who test positive on a rapid antigen test are now expected to publish their case data under new reporting rules or contact a hotline to report their case. Acting Premier Jacinta Allan says under the updated system, cases must also isolate for 7 days and inform their close contacts. Ms. Allan also says due to language difficulties, some people may need some help reporting a positive case, and a hotline will be able to assist with translation services.
And if people who want some extra assistance to fill out this form, or indeed are seeking some translation services for our culturally and linguistically diverse community, we'd encourage those people to go to the hotline where they can get information and assistance on how to complete the form.
Australian Medical Association hopes notifying authorities of a positive test will also mean people will be provided with more support to manage any symptoms. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged people with a positive rapid antigen test result to notify and call their GP for support. The chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Associate Professor Charlotte Hespy, asks people to remain patient with their GPs. She also wants to see more assistance provided to GPs to deal with the influx of cases.
What we need is to have some hotlines for the GPs to be able to access, which are dedicated and answerable by our local health services, so the patients we need to access, you know, immediate care for can happen, as well as some really easy to understand information and communiques going out to the general population to try and explain what to expect, what are the things you need to have ready in your home, given the high likelihood that everybody's going to be touched by COVID in the next month, and you know what steps should you be doing to make sure that you're okay during that time.
Tasmania's infections have almost doubled as the state records 1,489 cases on Friday, up from 751. Eight people are in hospital with COVID-19, with three patients being treated specifically for symptoms of the virus. Premier Peter Gutwin says 20,000 people are in isolation across Tasmania as close contacts, and the state is offering free rapid antigen tests.
We distributed nearly 10,000 rapid antigen tests alone in the south of the state. If you test positive on a rapid antigen test, and I want to be really clear about this for people, whether that's one supplied through public health, through one of our centres, or if it's one that you take out of the bottom drawer of the bathroom cupboard at home or you purchase in a shop, you must notify public health if you're positive.
The Queensland Government says it may delay the beginning of the school year by up to 2 weeks as it anticipates the virus will peak at the end of the month. It is one of a number of measures being implemented to contain the virus as the state recorded nearly 11,000 cases. There are 313 people in hospital and 14 in intensive care. People are being strongly encouraged to work from home and minimise social outings for the next 6 weeks. Elective surgery may also soon be suspended. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the government has commissioned modelling on when the peak will hit so decisions can be made on protecting the most vulnerable, including children.
We are looking at a 1 to 2 week delay in relation to the return to school. We will give you more concrete decisions on this over the coming days, but I just want to assure parents that that is definitely not on the agenda to send primary school children unvaccinated to school if we are in the peak of this wave. This is a common sense measure.
COVID-19 cases in South Australia have jumped again with a record 3,707 infections and two more deaths. The latest genomic testing of people in hospital had indicated up to 93% of cases in South Australia were the new strain. And the Northern Territory has reported another daily case record with 412 infections diagnosed overnight. 19 people have been hospitalised with 2 patients in intensive care. Rapid antigen test results will also now be confirmed with PCR tests. Health Minister Natasha Files says the virus has spread to every region in the Territory and assistance is available for people who test positive online and via a phone hotline.
So the COVID hotline is available and we have provided additional staff onto that COVID hotline so they will be able to answer any of your questions. We're also updating more information onto the coronavirus.nt.gov.au website. We're particularly putting information about people preparing to live with COVID and to have COVID, what you can do, the steps you can take now to have some items in your home that will ensure that you are comfortable whilst you are unwell.
The rise in cases has led to a boost in demand for rapid antigen tests, which has caused widespread shortages and reports of price gouging at some retailers. Speaking to SBS Arabic News, Abdullah Abdullah says he purchased a test from a service station he found on a website that was presented to him in a Ziploc bag with no instructions provided on its use.
So I asked for a rapid test. He said, yeah, okay, they are available. So I paid. So the first thing I noticed that he scanned a barcode on a paper. So I got 2, one for me and one for my wife. I paid for it $20 each. Then they gave me this.
So just to be clear, it was $20 for this Ziploc bag?
For this one. Yes, it contains the liquid and then the testing set without any barcode, without any expiry date or so, just like that.
Abdullah reported the service station to authorities. Labor Health spokesman Mark Butler says a lack of rapid tests posed a very serious risk to the Australian community. Mr. Morrison said 200 million rapid tests would be available in coming weeks, but ruled out making them universally free. The government will instead provide 10 tests over a 3-month period to more than 6 million concession card holders. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.